Well, good day, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning, or this afternoon, whichever it may be, I have with me Brandon Robertson. Welcome, Brandon. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing good. Brandon, local boy here. You grew up here in Jersey County?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
30 years, and you're married. How many kids do you got?
I've got five all in total with my wife.
Five children.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
You're not Amish, are you?
I sure hope not.
Oh, that's 30 years old and five kids.
Right.
I mean, that's something, man.
Yes, great. Sir.
Proud of you.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep it up. How old are your children?
They range from 12 to 4.
Wow. That's a household.
Yep.
And you have BMR Polish and Detail.
Yes, sir.
Which is on McGill Street.
Yep. 401 McGill, kind of between Farm and Home and Medford's there off of, 67 or 16, right?
Oh, yeah. 16.
16,
yeah. I know your shop. I've been in it a few times. It's nice.
Thank you.
A nice shop.
Thank
for you.
It's
to work
big.
Out of. Yeah, you got room.
Yeah, we can get whatever we want in there for sure.
I understand that you've kind of been a wrench twister for most of your working careers, correct?
Yeah. First job in high school was at a little mom and pop shop in Alton. Kind of got in there, went to college for a little bit. Out of college, was working on equipment.
Diesel mechanic?
Yeah, diesel equipment, kind of water transfer pumps of some sort. Kind of hard to explain. Then I moved on to trucks here locally, started working on trucks, and they like to keep their trucks nice. There was polishing stuff on the side there. We were slow, and I learned how to polish.
Okay. All right.
And then would run off and turn wrenches at a couple different shops, and then eventually made my side hustle of polishing my full-time gig.
Yeah.
Got a shop now.
Did you say you did that, like, in the end of the COVID era where you were working in St. Louis?
Yeah, most definitely pushed me to kind of try my own thing and work on my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really like how they could determine what my week looked like. So if anybody was going to do that, it was going to be me.
Yeah. And I know you're a hard worker. I know that.
Yeah. My body knows that.
Yeah.
My body knows that for sure.
I mean, you come from a hard working family.
Yeah.
Your dad, Dave, Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
And Uncle Paul.
They all do their share for sure.
All workers, all good guys. Good Jersey County folks, that's for sure. Now you have your own shop, and that shop's going great guns.
Yeah, trying my best.
Yes. Tell us about I know you've been in your shop. How many years now have you been operating?
Three. Completed three, onto my fourth. I think that's the right math.
On to your fourth. Gotta love it. And so tell us your bread and butter. What do you do? I don't even know if you have any competition in this around town.
There
might be.
Some around north, couple kids do it here and there. Really, polishing aluminum and stainless, you know, some steel here and there, really semi-trucks, the wheels, the tanks, the grills, everything that shines like chrome, I try to make shine like chrome or help maintain and fix. Mm-hmm. You know, semi truck comes in, we kind of tear it down, tear the wheels off of it, tear some parts off
of it.
Take
the wheels literally off of it?
Literally off. Around the lug nut holes, like
wow.
I got some Makita 9-inch grinder, weighs 15 pounds.
Yeah.
I swing that around all day polishing.
Oh, I can tell by your arms.
You try to keep the lines and the patterns nice, because the sun coming down on metal, you're going to, you know, imagine coloring outside the lines and telling someone it looks good.
Right.
It's basically like that. You got to keep it nice and tight. The shine looks right.
Yeah. So semi-trucks, that's what you like doing.
Yeah.
Do you find that people that drive, drivers, they like their trucks looking good?
Yeah. A handful of them. Don't get me wrong. They don't all come in looking good, and I can't just do my quick thing on them and turn them around real quick. Some of them we got to get in there. Some of them have been neglected. You know, you look at one truck going down the road and it's shiny. You look at one truck and it's muddy. Pretty self-explanatory. They all come in. So, yes. The people that I do have that are my customers, you know, some local, some up north, they do like to keep the trucks nice. So I see them multiple times a year. One truck I've even done 4 or 5 times in 1 year because it's kind of a show truck. Doesn't even have any miles.
But oh, really?
I go in, I touch it up and redo it, make it look better.
Don't they go drive a little faster? Get a little better gas mileage?
Yeah, most definitely. Aerodynamics. It's all about the slickness.
So not only do you do semi-trucks, but what else do you do?
Automobile detailing, cars, trucks. You got a tractor you want detailed, you want to sell, it fit in the door, we can get it done.
Tractor's got to be a little difficult doing tractor.
Yeah, they take some work, I mean, for sure.
So intricate parts on tractor.
Right, it's all tight. A lot of spraying off on the outside and a whole lot of blowing out on the inside because they get dusty for sure.
Horse trailers?
Yeah, them. Motorcycle trailers, car trailers, equipment trailers. You know, people, construction companies around here sometimes want their black trailer washed and waxed real nice. We can do that too.
And you have people, other dealers, whether they're in the tractor business or the equipment business or in the car business. Do you have any dealers coming in using your service?
I've been friends with Adam Heitzik at MTS for quite some years now. Uh-huh. He brings me a handful of his trade-ins whenever they can't get to them or they're a little more gruesome than what they can handle.
Uh-huh.
And got an in at Quality Detail or Quality Pontiac Detail and their stuff here in town as well.
Cool.
Yep.
Is there quite a wait period to get your truck or car done?
So on a semi-truck note and or, you know, I do ceramic coatings as well. That's a big job. I am honestly scheduling into the middle of June at the moment.
Wow.
Now, like my detailing, you catch me in the right week, Monday through Friday, I might have openings. But sometimes I might be 2-3 weeks out on just detailing alone. And my big jobs, of course, play a factor in that. I can't have 2 or 3 details a day whenever I've got 2 semi-trucks in there creating the mess that they do.
Well, the thing to do, if you're a listener, and I'm interviewing Brandon Robertson with BMR Polish and Detail right now. And if you want to get your truck or car, but especially your semi, you need to get in and schedule ahead of time. Get it on the books, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't wait around at the last minute because you won't be able to do it.
That doesn't work. People always try to call me and squeeze something in. Oh, I've got 4 wheels that need polished or whatever. Well, I just simply can't do that because at the end of my day, I'm dead tired. It's time to go home, wash off, put the feet up, you know?
Yeah, I believe it. How about, I know also, not only do you do detailing, but you also have a bunch of U-Haul trailers on your parking lot.
Yeah.
What's the story with that?
My very first shop off of Spruce Street, I rented it and it had the U-Haul boxes out on the building and key drops and whatnot and a sign. And the guy I was renting from, he was a field manager at the time for U-Haul. And he said, if I wanted to get into it and add that part of my business or add that part to my business rather, that he would help me sign up and it was free. And I was like, well, sure enough, you know, what does it take to get some free money? Mic check again or no?
Yeah, free money. You always take free money.
Right. Can't complain. And signed up and started off with, you know, one little trailer out there, one truck. Kind of realized you had to answer the phone to do it. And next thing you know, now I can't hardly.
So how does that work? I call up and I go, hey, I need a, 10-foot trailer. I'm moving my daughter across, you know, to university across the state. I come there, pick it up.
normally call me the equipment that you're wanting. If I don't have it on my lot, I can't offer it to you today, but I can offer it to you at a different location. So,
again, call ahead. If you
again, call ahead, drive by. Okay. Nonetheless, don't call me saying I need a 26-foot truck for today. I'm on my way to get it because you might not get it at my location. Right. I can send you somewhere else. Most definitely. I'll go through the notions to set up the reservation. Really, it's just a phone call. Yeah, give me your phone number, email address. I click a couple buttons on what you want, where you're going, how long you need it. Credit card, just like a hotel, to confirm. You come back in. You don't even have to come in. If there's keys locked outside my shop, too, after hours, get on uhaul.com. Go through the notion if you can operate online and you can be in a truck within an hour. Honestly, it's that simple.
A truck or truck. A trailer?
I need to be there for a trailer because I got to have a picture for the insurance purposes.
The trucks are easier to rent than trailers.
Oh, yeah. I'll be darned. You go get a truck right now. I'm sitting here talking to you. You don't even have to talk to me.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
So you got 5 kids, right? And you got all this stuff going on. But yet you still have another event that you do that's coming up May 18th. You got a big car show going. Tell us about this car show.
I've been doing a car show every summer for about 4 years now. This will be my 3rd year at Uncle Al's Bar here in town at the end of East Arch Street.
Yes.
Kind of got in with them and they started treating me really good on it and helping me out and making it an actual event. I pick a local family or a local individual of some sort, if they're, still alive and or gone now. And all the proceeds from the day go to the family to kind of help them out. We throw a big old party for the person. Uh-huh. $20 registration fee for the show itself. Bring a car. We give you a cup. Fans, spectators walk by, drop a quarter, drop a dollar in the cup. Person with the most money in their cup wins a plaque at the end of the day. Nonetheless,
that's how they vote on it.
And then all of that cup money goes into the registration money, goes back to the event, back to the family, kind of help raise more money rather than a judging of 3 people walking around what they like of the show. Let the crowd decide.
Yeah.
And or it kind of helps pitch in a little bit more too,
Uh-huh.
We're not a huge event like Harvest Fest nonetheless, but we're definitely doing what we try.
Yeah. And so you can bring any car, sports car, truck.
Car, truck, motorcycle, rat rod. We had 14 or 16 semi-trucks in that little parking lot last year.
So if it's got wheels, it can get in.
Whatever it is. Yeah, you can bring your boat too as long as we have room, but don't park it in the middle because we tend to do burnouts when we leave, it seems like.
And that's May 18th. $20 to get in.
Yep. Uncle Al's Tavern here in town.
Right. Yep. So if anybody needs to call you, Brandon, and check on getting their vehicles polished, detailed, or renting a trailer, or the car show, or whatever. What's the number? Give us the number.
618-946-1959.
946-1959.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Robertson. One of the Robertson boys. Right. All right. Well, Brandon, good to have you in today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, it's been good to have you, and the best of luck. And, boy, just keep working hard. You're doing it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.